Okay, girl, buckle up because today's tea is scorching. I've got celebrity drama, shocking reveals, and some mess that you are not ready for. I'm Tasha, and this is The Tea with Tasha. Let's dive in. Right, so first up, we have some proper serious business that actually made my heart hurt a little bit. NBA star Tyrese Halliburton has been going through it, and I mean really going through it. Girl, this man has been dealing with shingles, and not just any shingles. Face shingles, the audacity of this virus to attack this beautiful man's face. Okay, so for those of you who don't know, Tyrese plays for the Indiana Pacers. He's absolutely gorgeous, talented, the whole package, right? But nearly 2 months ago, his coach Rick Carlisle had to spill the tea about Tyrese's diagnosis, and now Honey is finally opening up about what he's been going through. He described it as miserable. And girl, I am not surprised because shingles is apparently absolute torture. I'm not gonna lie, when I first heard about this, I thought it was just gonna be a quick little thing, you know, like, oh, he'll be back on the court in a week or two. But 2 months later, and this man is still dealing with it, the resilience, the strength. I'm actually quite emotional about it. And you know what? Good on him for being honest about his health struggles, because men, especially athletes, they don't always feel comfortable being vulnerable like that. But listen, I need him to take all the time he needs to recover, because your girl cannot handle seeing him in pain. Take care of yourself first, basketball second, you know what I mean? Moving on to some lighter tea because we need to cleanse the palate a bit. Let's talk about Olivia Culpo and her husband Christian McCaffrey. Girl! This woman has cracked the code on how to get her NFL husband to participate in her social media content, and honestly, I'm taking notes. So apparently, Miss Sports Illustrated swimsuit model over here has figured out the perfect bribery system to get Christian to film content with her. Can we just pause for a moment and appreciate the fact that she had to bribe him? Like, sir, you are married to one of the most gorgeous women on the planet and she wants to make cute content with you and you need bribing? The absolute cheek! But you know what? I actually respect the hustle. Olivia knows what she wants, she's got a brand to maintain, she's got followers to entertain, and she's found a way to make it work. That's strategic thinking right there. I'm not going to spoil exactly what her bribery methods are, because you know I need to keep some mystery alive, but let's just say it's simple and effective. And honestly, every couple needs to find their system. Some people have love languages, Olivia and Christian have content creation negotiations. Whatever works, you know? But the fact that she had to develop an entire strategy just to get him in front of a camera is sending me. I'm screaming at the thought of these conversations happening in their house. Okay, so, pause. Because this next story has absolutely knocked me sideways. Kim Kardashian is heading to Broadway. Girl, when I tell you I did a double take when I saw this news, I mean, I literally had to read it 3 times to make sure I wasn't hallucinating. So Kim K is going to be in a play called The Fear of 13. And it's actually a really powerful true story about a man named Nick Yeris who spent more than 20 years on death row for a crime he didn't commit. Like, the emotional whiplash I'm experiencing right now. 1 minute we're talking about Skims and reality TV drama, and now Kim is about to be performing serious theater about wrongful conviction and justice. Not them giving Kim Kardashian a Broadway debut. I mean, good for her, honestly. The woman has conquered reality TV, business, law school. Apparently, Broadway was the next logical step. The audacity, and I mean that in the most impressed way possible. But seriously, I'm actually quite intrigued by this choice. It's not some fluffy musical or light comedy. This is heavy, meaningful content about real social issues. It feels very mature. Very different from what we usually see from her. And you know what? I'm here for celebrities using their platforms to tell important stories. Although I'll be honest, I'm absolutely dying to know how Kim's gonna handle live theater. Like, there's no editing, no retakes, no glam squad touching up your makeup between scenes. It's just you, the stage, and the audience. That's terrifying, even for seasoned actors. Right, last bit of tea for today, and this one is for all my Swifties out there. Because we're diving into some Taylor Swift lyric analysis, and girl, you know I live for this kind of detective work. So apparently, Taylor Swift fans think that Lena Dunham, you know from Girls, might have inspired one of Taylor's lyrics. Now, this is nearly 2 years after the tortured poets department dropped, so we're really in the deep dive analysis phase of this era, aren't we? Someone shared some wisdom with Taylor at some point, and fans are putting the pieces together that it might have been Lena. There's been a quote from Lena that's got people thinking, and honestly, the timeline is starting to make sense. These two have been friends for years. They've supported each other through various life moments. What I love about this is how Swifties never miss anything. Like, 2 years later, and they're still connecting dots, finding meanings, creating theories. The dedication is unmatched. And you know Taylor loves leaving these little breadcrumbs for fans to discover. I won't spoil which exact lyric they think Lena inspired because part of the fun is the mystery. But if you're a Swiftie, you probably already know which one I'm talking about. And if the theory is true, it just shows how much Taylor values the wisdom and friendship of the women in her life. It's actually quite sweet when you think about it. Like, imagine being Lena Dunham and potentially hearing your advice woven into a Taylor Swift song that millions of people around the world are singing. That's friendship goals right there. But also, can we talk about how Taylor just casually drops life-changing albums and then disappears while we spend years analyzing every single word? The power she holds over us is genuinely impressive. We're out here treating her lyrics like ancient texts that need scholarly interpretation. And that is all the tea I'm spilling today. We covered health struggles, celebrity marriage dynamics, unexpected Broadway debuts, and some classic Swiftie detective work. What more could you ask for, honestly? Make sure you come back tomorrow because you know there's always more drama brewing in Hollywood. Someone's probably getting engaged, divorced, or starting a new business venture as we speak. I'm Tasha, and remember, the tea is always hot on this podcast. Bye, girl.